It was only 88 years ago that public worship was suppressed by an evil atheistic government in the United States of Mexico. All the Catholic churches in Mexico were closed, and the police were to arrest and kill any priest they discovered. Fire hoses and guns were turned on elderly women who dared to defy the law and pray in church. Printing the Bible or teaching the Catholic faith was treason. Perhaps you remember reading about these stories in your high school or college English class in that famous novel, The Power and the Glory, by Graham Greene. In 1926, the very same year that the Mexican government banned public worship, the Jesuits in Mexico ordained a very handsome young man a Catholic priest. The very first months of his priesthood were lived in secret because the law forbade him from wearing the traditional Roman collar. He had to wear various disguises, such as that of a street sweeper or a mechanic or a policeman, in order to move about from place to place to offer Mass and distribute Holy Communion. He would secretly baptize, hear confessions, and anoint the sick while trying at every moment not to attract the attention of the authorities. One morning, when the priest arrived at a home to offer Mass secretly, the police detectives were waiting for him. The priest flashed a badge and said to the officers, "There's a priest hiding in there." And the police thought the priest was an undercover officer. And so they saluted him respectfully and let him enter the house undisturbed. On another occasion, as the police were closing in on the clever priest, he quickly whispered to a good-looking girl walking by, "Help me, I'm a priest." So she pretended to be his girlfriend, and the police passed by the lovers without a second thought. These disguises and dodgings went on successfully for 1 year, until November the 13th, 1927, when a bomb was tossed into the car driven by the former president of Mexico, General Alvaro Obregón. The general was not killed and his bodyguards arrested the bomber would-be assassin and apprehended the car he was driving. But unfortunately, the car of the would-be assassin was once owned by the Jesuit priest's brother Humberto. And that's all the evil government needed. On November the 17th, 1927, the Jesuit padre was arrested, along with his blood brothers, Humberto and Roberto. There was to be no trial, no court hearing, no jury, no evidence would be brought forward to be examined. The brothers were presumed guilty. And their sentence? Death by a firing squad. The ambassador from Argentina begged for mercy. His appeals only got the youngest brother, Roberto, a reprieve. At 10 a.m., which is this very hour, on this very day, at 10 a.m. today, on November the 23rd, 1927, the priest was led to the courtyard of the police station for his execution. The notorious president of Mexico, Plutarco Calles, invited numerous government officials and members of every newspaper to witness and photograph the event. The Mexican president intended to show everyone the cowardice of Catholics and to make an example of the young priest. The priest's last request was to pray. And so he knelt down, and after a few moments of silence, he kissed the little crucifix he was holding, and he stood. Refusing the traditional blindfold, he looked at the firing squad right in the eye, and he said, "May God have mercy on you. May God bless you. Lord, you know that I am innocent. With all my heart, I forgive my enemies." Then he stretched out his arms, like Jesus on the cross, and said, "Viva Cristo Re!" And the firing squad aimed, fired, and missed. Every member of the firing squad was a good Catholic. They were too afraid to shoot the priest. So you know what happens when they miss. The captain of the squad walks over and with a pistol with point-blank range, shot the priest in the head. Viva Cristo Rey! I hope you remember your Spanish. Easy to translate. Long live Christ the King. And I'll give you a holy card if you can tell me the name of the Jesuit priest. It's Miguel Agustin Pro. Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro. The holy Jesuit priest whose feast day is today, the very day he was martyred, November the 23rd, 1927. Viva Cristo Rey! Isn't that beautiful? In the midst of a corrupt government, a government that the evil leaders thought would last forever, Miguel Agustin Pro knew that the true ruler and king of the universe is Jesus Christ, whose kingdom shall last forever and never be destroyed. Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro knew that the Lord will indeed destroy every sovereignty and every authority and every power, for Christ must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Before his ordination, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro providentially wrote down in his journal, he said, "Heart of Jesus, I am all thine, but take care of my promise so that I may be able to put it into practice even unto the complete sacrifice of my life." Heart of Jesus, totus tuus. I am all yours, but help me to live this promise, even if it means sacrificing my life. How providential that ordination prayer was. Just weeks before he died, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro said, you know, guys, if I'm ever caught, you better get ready to ask me for things when I'm in heaven. He promised to deal out favors like a deck of cards. An elderly blind woman who came to touch his body at the funeral immediately received her sight. And within a week, three others came forward testifying to the priest's help. What a powerful saint for our modern times. The evil Mexican government had forbidden anyone to attend Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro's funeral. Oh, but the government couldn't suppress the faith in the hearts of the Mexican people. As the funeral procession was making its way through the streets, more than 15,000 people joined behind in the funeral procession. And as the crowds lined the streets everywhere, they began to take up the chant, slowly at first, and then loudly, "Viva Cristo Rey! Viva Cristo Rey! Viva Cristo Rey!" The evil Mexican government thought that by inviting the press and the photographers that they would deter future disobedience, but it backfired. If only they had studied history. Killing Christians always produces more faithfulness, more zeal in the hearts of the people. Eventually, thanks be to God, the persecution would end. The evil Mexican government would be overthrown in 1929, but not after many faithful Mexicans lost their lives. Perhaps you've seen the movie that came out not that many years ago, For Greater Glory, that accurately describes this terrible period of Mexican history. Viva Cristo Rey. Blessed Miguel Agustin proclaimed by his life and by his death that Jesus Christ is King. Wouldn't it be sweet if those were the last words on our lips as we pass from this life to the next? Viva Cristo Rey. Would you stand up and proclaim that Jesus Christ is King at school, or at work, or in politics, or in the government? I pray that everyone, not just Christians, but everyone, would take up Blessed Miguel Agustin's simple profession of faith on this glorious solemnity of Christ the King. Jesus Christ is King. Will we consent to this truth? The sooner we consent to this truth, the more beautiful things will be. And the more we wait to confess that Jesus Christ is King, the more painful it will be later on. May Christ the King live forever in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. May he rule in our cities and communities, schools and businesses, and yes, even in the government. Viva Cristo Rey!